Allah, on this day bestow on me the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, and change my affairs from being difficult to being easy, and accept my apologies, and decrease my sins and burdens, O the Compassionate One with His righteous servants. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're now at the last few days of the blessed month of Ramadan, and this 27th day is one of the important days in the calendar of the believer. We have been going through the Layali al-Qadr, the nights of grandeur, the nights of power, the nights of destiny, and we've been asking Allah for our desires, our wishes for this world and for the next. I'm hoping that we've also prayed for the believers around the world who are suffering so many untold difficulties. Today I want to reflect on some of the passages of Surah Al-Qadr and to see how they should have been impacting on our soul over these last few days and few nights. Again, especially the nights of Qadr that we have been going through. When we first look at Laylatul Qadr after the Bismillah, we see that Allah gives us an important announcement, and He says, "Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr," that indeed we have revealed it, or we have sent it down on the night of power, the night of grandeur. Interestingly enough, he does not say that we sent the Quran down. He uses the pronoun to refer to the Quran or to refer to something that came down. Now we know from historical references and from the traditions that this thing that was revealed was the Quran, and that came down to the heart of the Prophet Muhammad. May God's peace and blessings be upon him and his family. Allah then throws us a rhetorical question. He says, "And what will make you understand what is the night of ordainment?" We have no idea what the night of Qadr is all about. We know that there are some rewards associated to staying up all night in vigil and in prayer. We know some of the things that may occur on this night based on verses of the Quran, which we'll reflect upon very briefly. But really, other than that, what do we truly know about Laylatul Qadr? We know an iota, we know zero, we know very little about Laylatul Qadr. And so in order for Allah to tell us and to explain to us, to give us some knowledge of what this night is about, Allah says in the next verse, "The night of ordainment is better than 1,000 months." Now if you do the math, you will easily determine how many years is 1,000 months. And you'll see that for many of us, this is more than a lifetime. This is more than we could ever imagine, perhaps, to ever live. But Allah tells us that this one night of Qadr, of destiny, of ordainment is better than an entire life. What happens on this night? Because if it's so important, something important should be happening. The night is worth 1,000 months. Something was revealed on this night, but what is the importance of this night? Again, were not for Allah to tell us, we would be completely in the blank. We would not know what the importance of Laylatul Qadr is. And so Allah tells us, "In it, the angels and the spirit descend by the permission of their Lord with every command." Now we see one of the importances of this night of Qadr, that in addition to the book being revealed, in addition to it being worth greater than 1,000 months, we see that the angels, all of the angels of the Lord descend, and the ruh, the spirit descends. And they descend with the permission of their Lord with every command, with everything which will be ordained for the next upcoming year. And then we're told at the end of this chapter, "Peace until the rising of the dawn." So this night, from the time of the sunset until the time of the morning prayer, is a night of utmost importance for a believer. And I hope and pray that all of us spent the night in vigil, and that we turned our cell phones off, We didn't look at our Facebook. We didn't look at the tweets coming on our Twitter. We didn't bother with our Instagram, and we didn't bother with any of this triviality of this temporal world, and that we focused solely on Laylatul Qadr because it was better than 1,000 months. And if we've lost our opportunity of worship on that night, then we have truly lost the best of the best that Allah has given us. We end with two verses of the Quran that show us again the importance of Laylatul Qadr. In chapter 25, Surah Dukhan, verse number 3, Allah tells us the following. Indeed, we revealed it on a blessed night. So Laylatul Qadr was a blessed night. It was a night of blessings from Allah. And we end with one last verse from chapter 25 again, Surah Dukhan, verse number 4, in which Allah tells us what was happening on this blessed night. Every definitive matter is resolved in it. We're told that all of the affairs of our next 365 days would be revealed on Laylatul Qadr. They were written in our book. The book was sealed and that book was then closed shut. All of the affairs of humanity were decreed on the night of Qadr. And if we were blessed enough to stay awake in the night, we have, in God willing, written our destiny for the upcoming 365 days. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.